What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? This is Chico Bean.
Hey, I am Carlos Miller.
And I'm DC Young Fly from the 85 South Show.
Hey, when you're on the move and you can't check our show out on YouTube, you can still check us out on the Apple Podcast app, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
What about Spotify?
Yep.
Google Podcast?
Absolutely.
Alexa?
Hell yeah!
Hey, tune in every Friday. Listen and subscribe to the 85 South Show. It only makes sense.
It was early in the morning and I was waking up.
Okay.
Had a hangover because I've been taking stuff that I didn't even know that really was supposed to be taken.
Okay.
Now let me tell you how the dream and how it started shaping.
Let's go.
See, I'm chilling in my bed, but really on the floor.
Keep going.
But I can't even tell which way that I just want to go.
Okay.
The left is going right. The right is going to the left.
Talk to me.
I'm hearing voices, but I'm at the house by myself. I want to go downstairs, but it's 100 of them, and then another 100, and then another 100, damn, so now I'm stuck. I need a fucking boat. I don't even know how the fuck I'm gonna fucking float if I even had one. But I'm my dad's son. I hit my foot up on my bed and made me mad, son. Damn, if I had some titties, I would grab them.
Why?
Because I'm my grandma's oldest fucking grandson, but I'm not. And then it got hot. And now I'm sweating in this bitch, and then the door done fucking locked. So now I'm stuck up in the room that I originally was in. I'm just saying some words to see you. How you been?
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Let me slow this shit down. I really had one blunt left, but it looked like a pound. Once I broke that shit down and tried to roll it back up, it made me tired. So I left it there like, what in the fuck? Now I'm stuck. But I'm fucking downstairs. I done walked past where I want to go and ain't no chairs. So I'm standing up and my fucking legs is fucking burning. And the only song that I can find is Usher and Let It Burn. And
damn,
it ain't my turn. You don't know how I feel. Like I knew fucking better than to take this pill, but I had a headache and I got them mixed up with the Advil. Now I don't even know how long I'm gonna fucking feel this way. I should have took it yesterday. How long has it been? My friend, don't ever do this again. Now it's early in the morning, but it's late at night. I went to sleep for 8 hours, but it was a 30 minute fucking nap.
Damn. You ready?
Yeah.
Look.
That's what happened to me.
A fucked up childhood. That's just the way I came up.
Yeah.
So I had to find the easiest way to just come up. I had a lot of niggas. Shit, the niggas wanted me to sell rocks. Niggas started slanging till I came up on a fatter knot. But slanging dope wasn't shit.
Mm-mm.
Nigga, everybody did this. I want to join this gang shit, nigga, so I can be down with this.
What?
I hooked up with my nigga. He told me what to do. He said, join that Fire Deuce, that Dirty South, that Uber crew.
Mm.
Nigga told me if I see down, I would have to stay down.
Yeah.
The only way out the game was 6 feet underground.
Damn.
Told that nigga cool shit, put me down with the crew. He told me to catch the square, nigga, so shit, what was I to do?
Yeah.
I caught that square and started squabbling with that nigga fast. I throw long and strong, but shit, they still jumped on my ass.
Come on.
And then they said, yo, Pete, you're cool in the game. Then he said, smoke the first nigga that you see in smoking rain.
Hold up, I got to stop you right there.
Been done. I loaded up the gun. I looked for the first sucker that I could spot for fun. Look, that Scarface was bumping. Steady telling me something. He said, killing it ain't nothing. It all be in your conscience.
Yeah.
Feelings for another nigga? Shit, I had none. That music robbed me mine. That shit had me blind. Shit, I creeped around that corner with that nine in my hand. I spotted that nigga unlocking his door, getting outside his van. I opened fire just to see how many times I could hit it. Before we hit the ground, I had 7 slugs in it. And now y'all call me crazy, call me sick, call me fucked up. You can call me what you want, but I ain't about to put that gun up. I called up Mr. Sandman. Tell him, please bring me a coffin.
What's up, man?
I like the freestyle.
Now, it's your turn.
Can you cut the beat? Can we go to
another? I can't top that shit.
Can we goddamn me up?
You
just
call, talking. You call some bodies, nigga. I can't do
I ain't gonna catch your bodies.
It sounded like it.
Uh-oh. Cut it up, then. Cut it up. You gonna see how I get out. Nobody.
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 Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Nobody.
No beat.
Nobody. Someone I just call. A regular cool day.
All right, if I say something you might fail, just say preach, Percy, preach.
All right, got you.
Look, I heard a lot of war stories, seen a lot of lies spread. A lot of brothers in my city still breathing, they don't even care. Shit, I should've got shot, but the buckshot, they ricocheted. I should've got killed, but my mama hit her knees and prayed. Mm. I should've got robbed when that gun was pointed at my nose. Cause there ain't no luck when bullet holes all in your clothes. Look, you don't see me with no cross on my back. Jesus died for my sins. I can't copy that cat. But look, let me holler at you for a minute, man. You stand for nothing, nigga. You fall for anything. Look, 5 shots didn't drop him. He took it in smile. That's what Tupac used to say. Wow. Look at him now. Look, you don't understand the pain that I didn't grew up with. And all the drama and all the anger that I done seen with. Look, we was born dying. Headed for the casket. Look. I made my deathbed. Shit, one day I gotta lay in. I closed my eyes, asked God, please speak your mind. He told me, he said, preach, Percy, preach. I said, what? Preach?
Preach,
Percy, preach. Preach, Percy. Preach, yeah. But look, man, my mama told me, look, Percy, you gonna be a preacher. I told her, I'll be preaching to only 5 speakers. But I could see it under my eyes, a lot of pain inside. But I put that on God. It's me against all odds.
Mm.
Cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone. One day you're broke, shit, but the day I'm on. The streets got my heart, but they ain't got my soul. I'm OG Percy, nigga, the greatest story that was never told.
Come on.
Cause if you're scared of dead folks, shit, get your life right.
Yeah.
Cause when you live wrong, shit, you can't sleep right. Mm. So preach, Percy, preach.
Yeah.
God damn.
So preach,
preach,
look. But let me tell you a little something about Diamond Stone. That's who I hang with.
Yeah.
See, we the truth. You can bring all the hell that you can come with. Look, I keep that Bible in my hard hat. Because when we leave this place today, we got to go back where the war at.
Damn.
And you can bring the whole hell, it don't matter. Because all we got to say is, Jesus, demons gonna scatter. Look, I got that mind of the man that's inside you. You can run, you can hide, but he gonna find you. And like I say, it ain't no getting away. And when I finish preaching today, the devil gonna have to take his hands away. Look, prepare for spiritual war. This is combat. Cause I done seen some go to the war and don't come back.
Come on.
Preach,
person.
Boy, that's what we doing, person.
Preach, person.
Preach. Oh, you
think,
you think I ain't got no gangster shit too?
Hey, Lord, I'm just saying. I ain't no CD. Hey, now,
I'm in the car. It's me and Jesus.
Okay.
It's like 2 or 3 guns in between us.
Preach,
and I'm driving. Jesus on some other shit. Like, hey, what a devil at? Cause he a bitch.
Preach,
I'm like, Lord, you on probation. You don't need to do it. He like, fuck it. My whole fucking life was ruined.
Preach,
this nigga
preach.
Tried me in front of them hoes. Man, you ride by his crib, I'm gonna shoot him up, Los. I'm like, nah, Lord. Not me and you, because this ain't the type of shit that the Lord supposed to do. But the Lord had a motherfucking chopper on him. And he had to look up in his eyes. It wasn't no stopping, homie. He said, if I see this nigga tonight, he ain't gonna make it, bro. And I'm like, I'm with you, Lord. However the shit's supposed to go.
Let's go.
He like, Los, if you want to go, shit, take it on. I'm like, just give me that one right there that's by my phone. Mm. I got that pistol on my lap. We in that old school. Jesus drinking and smoking. He ready to cut a pool. We stopped by the stove. Some bitches pulled up. And that's probably the only thing that really fucking saved, bruh. Because they was talking good. And she was walking good. And they was just located right in our neighborhood. Right there up the street. Mm. One for him, one for me. Mm. And they had another one. She was the real freak. Yeah. So me and Jesus ran into some hoes. And he was like, Los, you know him? Like, I know. But let's just fuck with him.
Ah, like, yeah.
Hey, Los, let's go and see what's up with him.
Boy.
Nah.
Preach, Los, preach.
Hey, on real top.
All right,
yeah,
boys,
yeah,
what we doing?
Yeah. All right, boys, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Hey, tell the young niggas about that time me and Jesus. Hey, man.
Yeah, that was fire.
Hey, man, first and foremost, I would like to welcome Diamond Stone and OG Person to the Trap House. This is the 85 South Show.
Good shout out, man.
Man, I was just wanting to extend the invitation because y'all are out there in Fort Worth creating some dope-ass content, man. Diamond Stone, how you link up with OG Person, man?
Man, honestly, bro, like, it was like, OG Person was one of those people from Fort Worth that you always heard about, but you never seen him, you know what I'm saying? Because he was locked up. And so I was at work one day, and my partner told me, like, man, OG Person show no mercy. That's how my daddy cursed me. And I'm like, nah, bro, I ain't never heard of him. This was like 2014, you know what I'm saying? This is right when he just had got out of prison out of Ferguson unit, like, in 2010.
Right.
And, he was doing battle rapping real hard. He was hitting like million, at this time he just like hit a million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I started watching the all the battle raps and stuff like that. And then it was like, what, 2017? I ended up meeting him.
Yeah.
And just here recently, last year, I interviewed his son, PMG guy.
True.
And I ran into him again. And I told him, I said, man, we got to get this interview in, man. And, like, shit, like last year, August, we hit the interview. You know what I'm saying? I really, just from the battle raps, I knew everything about his life because I started, like, studying him. You know what I'm saying? I was, like, I was really on him. Right. And I was, like, man, once I got into the blogging, I was, like, man, I got to get OG Percy. You know what I'm saying? I got to get this interview. You know what I'm saying? He got something to talk about. He really been through some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, once we did that first interview, man, I'm, like, you know what I'm saying? The rest was history. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Fire.
OG Percy, show no mercy, man.
That's the way my daddy cursed me.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, introduce yourself to the 85%ers and let
man,
them
first of all, I'll say, man, I appreciate you. Salute you, Carlos, man.
Man, I appreciate the wood you. Woodpile over there. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Man, the hospitality has been great, man. Never been treated better in my life. Never been out of Texas in my life. Shit, never been out of Fort Worth.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I gang bang. I got stuck in the city for real.
So what was it like, man, first getting out the city for the first time?
Say, man, say it's like going to heaven. You hear me?
Yeah.
The way I came, you hear me? In the sky. You dig what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it when I was in them class up there. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a change. No, it was a trip.
Yeah.
It's like you moving on somewhere. You hear me? Then when I looked down and seen the class, and we was above the class, and we was still, I was like, yeah, we ain't in the class. The class down there, and we still flying. And I was looking, I ain't seen no shit like that before. You hear me?
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
That's dope.
That was crazy.
You know, that first time getting out that motherfucker, man. And then when you touch down in the city, people running up on you already knowing who you are and all that type of shit.
That was crazy. Shout out to ATL, man. We down here, man. They running up on me like I'm still in Fort Worth.
Right.
Like I ain't left the city.
Yeah, sure. We got shirt.
Tell them about the tour, man.
Man, you know what's going on, man. The tour going crazy, man. Should I say it again?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Biloxi, Sacramento, Charleston, Seattle, and a little bit more. If you want to know, go to the 85SouthShow.com, Negro.
Okay, bet. Hey, man, we back. We coming to all them cities he just named.
You did.
And some more cities.
Come on.
And we came to see the 85%ers.
You hear me?
We don't have titties in the building.
Titties. Listen, I'm talking about this time. Pull them out. We done been through a pandemic. Pull the titties out. What they gonna say? They gonna be like, ooh, we been missing them titties.
Now, one thing we can ensure, we can create a safe environment where you pull them titties out.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
and we
can.
Have proven that.
Right.
You hear me? We have grandmas smoking weed that's on oxygen tanks, and they hollering their business. Nigga can't say I show don't inspire.
I talked to that lady family. She doing well right now.
She doing good. Man. Salute, man. Salute, auntie.
Yeah, man. So come check us out. Need some more. Peace.
I ain't even gonna lie. And to be honest, miss y'all motherfuckers,
I miss y'all
man.
Too, man. Are you crying?
Oh, that was a great walk out. That was a great walk out. We gotta do it again. And to be honest, man, to be honest, nigga, we miss y'all motherfuckers.
One more, bro.
One more? Okay. Nigga, and to be honest, nigga, pilot, to be honest, we miss y'all motherfuckers.
Hey, man, we out of here.
For real.
I'm like, goddamn, we in ATL, homie. Yeah, I seen one kid run up, and my boy, he got like, wait, hold on, homie. Who is you? He said, man, I'm just a fan.
Yeah.
And then he said, I seen your rap battle. I said, yeah, he a fan for real. Because he ain't going to come off with that off the top. When you start with the rap battles, that's when you start with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I started way before the rap battles. The rap battle was just where I could sneak my story in on shit. You hear me? Tell it on myself a little bit without getting it. You know, they think it's just a rap battle.
Exactly.
You can be who you want in a rap battle, but I was really just being me. And they didn't know that until they started really studying me.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Bro, and it's like you got a very interesting story, man. It's like, for all the people who don't know, it's like OG Percy and Diamond Stone, they got this dope-ass series of just, like, street interviews and, like, OG getting his story off and just letting them know all the wild shit that he did and done and seen and saw and all these facilities that this nigga been in and locked down. And then it's like, the way this nigga tell the story is so vivid, it make you feel like you really, like, can see this shit.
Yeah.
Right. Bro, how did you develop that storytelling ability?
Man, to tell you the truth, I'm not even lie, I ain't know I had a storytelling ability.
Shit, man. It's just like, bro, I be riding around listening to this shit. They be like, bro, what the fuck is it?
That's
bro,
crazy.
This nigga, you got to get up on this nigga, man.
Just studying myself, man. When I tripped down, I was like, dang, you know, I'm just telling me, rapping.
Right.
Rapping, you know, Scarface always was my idol in rapping.
Yeah.
Always. I grew up on Scarface.
One of the best storytellers.
Say, real talk, you know. And really, I used to listen to Scarface, and what he rapped about was really, I was living that, even if he wasn't. When I talked to him around a while ago, I say the music had me robbed, blind, the music robbed my mind, the shit had me blind. Yeah, that the Scarface, I always put Scarface in when I want to go do something or zone out with the drugs. You know, without the drugs, the drugs and the music, that was the killer back then. The drugs and the music, if you know shit, you get on the drugs, the music gonna rob you after that.
Right.
And I was like that. But, the pattern of storytelling shit, I just noticed one day my little brother said some shit that drove me crazy. He said, Percy, you be doing what the music say you do. You know, I be like, what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? He said, you be doing the same thing the music be talking about doing. I said, do it. And then I got, you know what I'm saying, just being me. Right. I didn't know my life that had been through that much until I just started paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Then I said, shit, well, you know, I went through this too then. Well, shit, I've been through this, but, you know, by the time I realized that, I used to just rap about it.
Right.
Sneaking in my raps. That's how I could tell my story. I didn't know I could just tell it without the music. Dig what I'm saying? To Dime, you know, he come, man, you got to still say. I ain't got to sit on the stage, no. When you cut the music off, I feel ain't a rhythm to nothing no more. Then I tried battle rap.
Right.
For the first time, and I see it. I become the most viewed battle rapper in the South. Yeah. The most viewed battle rapper in the South. I did that.
Bro, what made you start fucking with the battle rap?
Shout out to my son, Black Caesar, man, Papa. Shout out to my other son, J-Rock.
Don't you wish your daddy gave you shout outs like that?
Yeah. Shout out to my son, Pernell. Shout out to Peyton, PMG, Free to God. Shout out to the Insane, that's Presley. Shout out to Perry Young. Shout out to Price, my football player. Shout out to Passionelle, Priestley, and Marquise.
How many you got, OG?
I got 10 babies, seven boys and 3 girls, man. And the kids, man. Yeah. That's the squad. That's my gang.
That's two squads.
Yeah, that's the old squad and the young squad. I got the
That nigga got an old squad and subs.
And the young squad and the subs. Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
They love their daddy.
They supposed to.
Yes, sir.
Like, it's daddy's, man. It's hard being a fucking daddy, bro. Yeah. Ooh, shit.
You gotta be that, though.
You damn sure gotta be that, man.
I'll be around.
But it's just like being, you know, the head of the family. So much comes with that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. And then, you know, 10, that's an army.
Yeah, 7 baby mamas. Shout out to the baby mamas.
Yeah.
You got 7 of them. You hear me?
Shit.
All on P name.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, but I named all the babies. I've been there from day one.
Yeah, all on P name.
Yeah, man. When you're not around, they can name them Cheerio, Brady Bunch, anything they want to call them, you hear me? Yeah.
Give them her dad up.
Yeah, that type shit. Yeah, sneak their boyfriend name in there on the cool. The real baby daddy. Yeah.
It happens. Yeah, it happens to some of the greats, man.
Yeah, it do.
You know, well, hell. Shout out to them niggas, too.
Right, right.
I feel like at some point in every nigga life, they're going to get a baby blamed on them. I think it's some shit that's just gonna happen to you as a black man.
Mm.
That'll make your ass go in the house.
Yeah.
When she blame the baby on you and it can almost be you. That's a wake up call.
Get right with my family, boy. I gotta keep my ass in that house.
Then you get that never mind text.
Back out now.
Boy, they almost got me. Early too. Early. It was early in the summer.
Can I give a Tales from a Crip on that?
Man, hell yeah.
Tales from a Crip, man. One time I had a baby, a chick that I was just so in love with. Shit, I stopped gang banging. I even got 2 jobs. I working at the Red Lobster and the Black Eyed Peas restaurant, cooking and shit. Went and got us an apartment. You understand me? She black, she chocolate like me. I moved in the apartment. See, I turned the whole bedroom into a goddamn me a nursery. We got the goddamn me, the little spinner things, and the whole Gordon there, you see everything. The little walkers before the baby even get had everything. Goddamn me. So goddamn, I got a call one day, shit. My mom say, Percy, you know Candy had the baby. Goddamn. Shit, when? She couldn't have it. I would have been the first to know. You did what I'm saying? That's the guy. Look here, don't start shaking your head. Let me shake my head first, dude. Goddamn.
Mama knew.
Hey, hold on now.
As soon as I heard the name, I was like, ooh. Candy.
Oh, man, come on. Look at it. But anyway, she said Candy had the baby.
Oh,
I like, Mom, she had the baby? Yeah, you on point. That's that bullshit. You hear me? Now, some of them like to be the first to, you know, bury bad news when they know ain't nobody told you yet. You hear me? Goddamn, shit. They trying to get it in first. You hear me? So I say, Mama, now. I said, now. She said, well, baby, don't even come up here. I said, Mom, what the fuck that mean? Just because she didn't tell me? She said, nah. She said, that baby look like a Chinese. You hear me? I said, a Chinese? I said, well, that bitch black as that shirt, and I'm purple. You hear me? The baby shouldn't have came out no color. She should have came out this color or something like that. You hear me? Said, baby, yellow as a diamond. You hear me? Goddamn me, you know. Come to find out my little partner Brian had been knocking her out.
Hey!
Said, well, come on now. Damn, can I get mine in first? God damn, let me get mine in first. You hear me? See,
boy, niggas is low to hell, boy.
Damn, yeah, Brian.
You know, that let you know I done been through bullshit too. You hear me?
Hey, bro, come on down here. She done had our baby.
Yeah.
What do you mean, our baby? He got your feet, bro.
Yeah,
he got
both your feet. Both of them taking the
feet. You got your feet, bro.
Oh, gee, what you do with all the baby shit?
Oh, no, watch this. I'm going to tell you, I'm fucked up. I was so fucked up. I had $5 in my pocket. I grabbed my 2 picture books out the house.
Damn.
And I walked off and I jumped in this U-Haul. One of my partners said he was going to Houston. I told nigga, drop me off in Fort Worth. Because I knew if I'd have stayed there, I'd end up, you know, I'd probably been, you know, nigga was fucked up. You hear me?
I had to.
I grabbed my 2 picture books, had $5 in my pocket, and hit Fort Worth and never went back to that little town. You hear me?
Damn.
I like, damn. But you know,
you ain't seen a sense.
I didn't see the plenty of time. I knocked her off and everything. So then, you know,
you do it again?
Nah, I never do it again.
Yeah, you knocked her off after that.
Yeah, everybody watched this. You know, shit, about like, what, 15 years later, you hear?
Oh, man.
Yeah, way down
I would have brought it back up while I'm in them guts. You remember trying to blame the baby on
you
me?
You know you're going
to
pay for that. I don't even want no pussy.
You remember trying to blame them kids on me?
Yeah, you
You seeing the child too, like that?
Oh no, watch this. I didn't see the child till the child got older. Beautiful girl named Brianna, man. She, if she still got my first name, that was so cold.
Bro, her daddy gonna see this and be like, "What?
Hey, yeah, nigga." That part.
Put Martha on the goddamn phone.
Man, cut this shit off. Yeah. Cut this shit off.
Hey, they ain't got another episode. Man, talk about something else, man.
Say,
come on, man.
Say, hey. Say, but watch this. You know how many niggas gonna do that?
Yeah.
Gonna do the same thing? Yeah, they cut that off. Yeah, that's real talk.
Well, this ain't their show anyway. Shit happens in life. Man.
Yeah.
OG came back and hit that pussy.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're yeah.
Double back.
Say. But then you grow up, you get real fine and find that grown lady just sitting in on you.
Oh, yeah.
She can't. Come on, man. Certain things you just see. One for the road. God damn it, you hear me? I need that.
You wrapped up that time, though, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, you're going to pay back, motherfucker. that revenge dish was a bad motherfucker. And you was talking about Pornhub while ago. We don't do Pornhub no more. It's fans only. You hear me?
Oh, that shit?
That's for the real ones. You know
what I mean? Just can't subscribe to no pussy. After I see it about two or three times.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Go and put that up.
Yeah, that part. The same shit.
You got no more?
You hear me?
You got no more? Yeah. I don't know what they doing on OnlyFans. Is it like a story?
I mean, shit. You can go there and say, God damn. I know who that is. Is that... Yeah, that dude. Let me see if she got a mole right here or a tattoo.
I feel
right
like
here
OnlyFans is like, here, nigga, damn, a titty. Give me the money.
Oh, damn.
It's real aggressive for some reason. I don't feel like it's inviting.
They could be doing regular shit. They might be playing goddamn spades on that motherfucker.
What if a bitch
But you
just,
don't subscribe.
Bitch just come out naked all the time and put clothes on.
That's a whole nother fetish.
Niggas used to seeing women take clothes off.
Watching a bitch get dressed.
Get dressed.
You just keep rewinding to the
to the naked part. Hoping she moved a certain way or some shit. Or bent over or something. Then got started
You know
that.
How a woman can make a lot of money on OnlyFans? Is just sit there and listen.
Yeah, okay.
Niggas will be like, I ain't never seen this shit before. Bruh, she just listening. She being quiet and just listening. That shit sexy. She ain't talking back or nothing. She just listening. That shit'll go crazy.
You gonna put something in the air?
Well, I'm gonna subscribe and just be like,
God damn, so what did get out for come in? Goddamn, I'm trying to get to the gift for me. I'm trying to get out. You know?
Find you a motherfucker.
OG don't give a fuck about that listening shit.
Hey, listen, what a cold, man.
What a gap was that? You hear me? That type of shit.
Freak,
yeah, y'all playing with me. You hear me? Now, I'm a convict.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm a contest from a crib, man. I have my stories. No penitentiary stories.
That infamous Ferguson unit.
That Ferguson unit, yeah, man. The STG unit.
Bruh.
Yeah.
You done told some horror stories about that motherfucker.
There's always stories to tell.
Hell yeah. You need a life.
Ferguson don't run out. It's going to be there. Been there since 1958, you hear me? Mm. Yeah. Penitentiary been there since 1958. Yeah. Shit, what's that nigga name? Whatever the baddest motherfuckers they got, them been to them motherfuckers. Wild Jesse James and shit like that, you hear me?
Damn,
man. Wild Bill Earps and shit like that, you hear me?
They got motherfucking cowboys locked up in that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch is square business.
Yeah, man. You fuck with that?
I fuck with that.
That nigga with the purple do-rag, you making them beat.
I fuck with that.
That's that nigga Jim Wynn.
That's the truth right there.
You rap on that motherfucker?
I rap on anything you put on. You put on Chinese beat, an elevator beat, some
don't tell him that. He put that techno on, bro.
Nah, no, please don't do me like that. Bro, see, man, you trying to get down on me. Now he saying, I know you can't fuck with that. That's what he saying.
Nigga,
yeah,
that nigga got that purple do-rag on. You really can't tell him that he got, ain't
say, Prince. Say, can you cut it up, then? I run you.
Oh.
A little bit more. What's this? I'm going to go. All day. Look, I ain't never had sense till I found Jesus. But I ain't never killed a man. But man tried to kill me. ain't never seen the dead rise till he rose in me. Look, I'm a real child of God, supposed to be. Look, man, let me talk to you, man. I used to hang with the bad, because the good put me out. Okay. Shit, I used to think life was bad, till the good came out. They sprinkled dirt on my name, because they couldn't figure me out. They threw dirt on my name until they built them a path. They threw dirt on my name until they built them a man. But look, God made me out of dirt. That's why I'm here now. Look, all they did was build me
preach.
Up, and they couldn't see how. I gotta tell my haters now, please throw dirt on me now. Look, my faith long, shit. My praise strong. But if you ain't got God, you're doing something wrong. Look, man, I've been saved. I'm trying to turn the homies on. Look, I've been off. I'm trying to get my clap on. They say, Percy make it rain, shit. I ain't God. They say, Percy make them shout, shit. I ain't the Lord, look. But I am God's son. That's why I'm in charge. I'm trying to follow him, man. He got the positive charge. Look, even Jesus got a style that I can't find. Look, if this rhyme wasn't about God, this rhyme wouldn't be mine. They call me True Testament. Shit, the Bible ain't lying. Because when I walk into the church, they call me the comeback child. Hey, take three L's to the head. Like love, live, life, then you're dead. Look, Jesus can only be found where you leave. Damn, that what the world was my friends when I needed them. Look, I give God my all, never cheated him. Cause I don't like being in bondage, I like freedom. Look, I'm the truth, no lie. Can you dig it? Right on. God made me a giant, not a midget. Come yeah. on. I'm clean, look, not a stain, not a smidget. And being saved is so cool, damn, I can dig it. Look, I'm proud of who I am. Not who I used to be, shit. No looking back there. That's who I used to be. I used to fly high, shit. I ended up crashing. Nigga, I was doing bad like Michael Jackson. Damn. So sad, some say. Preach, now where preach, y'all at? These niggas say that I'm bad, Miller, shit. So keep smashing. What that mean? Don't stop. Keep going. Keep rapping. Shit, look, I'm on time. I'm on beat. Cut it up. So keep clapping. Look.
Yeah. Let me put this
dear up. Lord, this is... look. From me to you, shit. I heard Miller say, get ready. Diamond said, boy, you gonna need a suit. Shit. I said, you better make it too. Why? One for me and you. Shit. Taylor made by Diamond Strong. Look, nigga, we the truth. Hey. Y'all can tell. Yeah, I'm ahead with this one. Born and died, raised on Easter's and Christmas. Where the Christians at? Nah. Amen. Hey, man. I'm the preacher's pet. My flow sick. You can hear it. The pastor say I need to see a vet. Damn. And I ain't met a blind eye that can see me yet. Look, I'm on the dock of the bay, fishing for a catch. Okay. I got a God idea. Shit. So maybe go in prayer and bring God down here. I have him everywhere. Look. I ain't got a glimpse of hell. Now I ain't trying to go. You can catch me in paradise. Shit. Shouting with my folks. Fuck that. You can find me riding first class with Millie and Diamond Coach. Now we ride first class. Them niggas can ride coach. Hey. Boy.
Preach, person, preach.
Amen. Quit playing with me, nigga.
Hey, low. Hey, yeah. man. Yeah. I ain't trying to instigate some
shit. Hey, look, man, not check this out,
you better come in.
I already told you how I was riding with Jesus, and he had the things on him. Yeah. I ain't even saying shit else, man. Welcome back to the 85
Let's
South
go.
Show.
Let's go, man.
A.K.A. OG Percy.
Yes, sir.
Diamond Stone TV. Nav Green. Man, this nigga Nav down there with Eddie Murphy didn't even tell him anything. He right there with Eddie Murphy and then say, bring me up.
Yeah,
that's not no real nigga shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you
yes,
gonna sir. Say that shit in front of the OG?
Yeah. OG Percy need to know, man.
No, man.
Right,
look at Diamond Stone looking like, what's up? Why you trying to get a nigga really fucked up by him?
No, Diamond Stone. He saw A lean. He saw A lean back like, damn.
Yeah. OG like, he looking at you like, what you want me to do?
Right, he was right there with
yeah,
him.
Really was shot call. You know,
paying
attention.
Like, yeah, you
really
said
you was grasping it, but nobody got you got, though.
He was right there. Right there with Eddie Murphy them, bro.
Right there with him. Oh, yeah, he got that. That's the look we're looking for. Oh, there you go, right there. Y'all
you
see?
Know, I don't really ask nobody for a lot, bro. But he could have just, like, threw my name out there.
I was in there for 17 years.
Wait, God damn, what?
17.
And they say you know, could, anyway, that was
man.
A cold
OG play. OG person, man, yes, did you know that you was reaching so many people with these videos you were dropping?
I really didn't know what, back when I first started doing video shit, I thought 1,000 was a lot. I ain't gonna lie, I should wait on it. Mm-hmm. I remember my son ran the room and they said, Daddy, you almost hit 1,000. You got 800. So I said, well, I do. We got up, we went to the little thing, we looked. I said, yeah. I say like 857. It's about like it took a month to get there. You hear me? You know. When God blessed me and told me to keep doing what I was doing. Mm. You dig what I'm saying? In my spirit, he said, keep doing what you're doing. I didn't want a battle rap. But he said, don't take his word and use it for the other side because I didn't give it to you for that. So when I started using it for both sides, it started clamming. I started looking at the numbers.
Right.
He started saying, you know, I was doing a lot of banging, a lot of killing in my rap because I knew that's what the youngsters was feeding on. But he said, I'm not going to give you that platform to destroy. I'm going to give it to you to build. You dig what I'm saying? So I changed my shit up a little bit and started throwing, sliding some in on those feeding the youngsters. You know how you do? You got to do like a baby. Feed them like milk, you know what I'm saying? Throw them a little bone every now and then. So I say that to say this. I snip a little guard in my rap every now and then. You're
right.
Real cool in there, and they'll bite it.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And they started, they kept biting. I started seeing they were biting that more than anything. And every time they beat that, the numbers kept growing. Numbers kept growing. I was like, God damn, one and I had 1,000. Took a month to get 1,000. When God started working shit, I went there one day, man called me, said, Reality Street Stars, you know, down there in Dallas, they called me, said, man, how it feel to almost have 1,000,000 views? I said, 1,000,000 views in what? He said, you almost finna hit 1,000,000 views, man. You gonna be the first nigga in Texas to ever hit 1,000,000 anything in battle rap. It's better yet in the South. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, you got 1,000,000 coming up. That was a meal ticket. I hooked up with Diamond shit. And got off the battle rap because the battle rap caught attention, but it caught more negative attention than positive. When I started telling the real stories, you know how goddamn that penitentiary really, 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 you know, can drive you and put your mind in them numbers when the clan, they started listening. Shit, it feel good to wake up and and be out in 24 hours and got 30,000 views every time you drop. You hear me? That's what the number's looking like now. You know what I'm saying? Every time we drop something, no less than 30,000 people. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that was that many people. I didn't know I was going to start knowing people till niggas start running and say, man, you OG. That's, I'm like, God damn, they starting, it ain't like that, is it? Then I start seeing, they start paying attention. And I was like, shit, not just in Fort Worth. Fort Worth was just a piece that was paying
attention. That's what I was just about to tell you, bro. The internet be lying. They don't tell you how many niggas really watch this shit. It'll scare you if you knew. But just think, even if it was 30,000, the chances are you will run into all 30,000 of them. Man, I seen that shit.
That's exactly how it
nah, real talk.
Who that out there? That OG Purse?
That type of
what's
shit.
What's up, nigga? I would come out there, but don't watch me come, boy. I'm about to fuck with y'all, boy.
Man.
It's everywhere.
The black community is small as hell. We out here, though.
Yes, sir.
That's why I fuck with my followers and my fans so much.
Yeah.
Because they let a nigga know. They tell you the exact moment.
Nigga, I seen the one.
Yeah.
I fuck with you. I know who you is.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Real talk. That's people, everywhere.
Man, people love that shit, man. They want to be a part of the movement.
They make you feel like they know you personally.
Hell yeah. And that's what it's so dope watching y'all just build a movement, you know, organically down there like that. Yeah. The stories are very entertaining.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
I feel like, shit, I couldn't read coming up. Like I tell everybody in Tales from the Crib, I wasn't a good reader until I got put in the penitentiary, locked down in solitary. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of things these young niggas out here doing, you know, they rather act bad than get that education. But they don't know when you act bad, you end up in the penitentiary. Without the education, it's going to cost you more. You dig what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And them niggas, and what they don't know is niggas been in that penitentiary since the 50s, since the 60s, since the 70s. Since the 80s, since the 90s, and you the millennium niggas, y'all just now hitting, y'all 20 years old. Oh yeah, you the 21. Yeah, y'all turn the dough down right now, and they feeding off them. They don't know. They just like dropping a kid in the line. Then you hear me? They eating them young niggas up when they coming in. Them young niggas don't know till they get there, and find out. Yeah, it ain't what they made it sound. I ain't never made penitentiary sound good to nobody. You hear me? Right. I ain't tried to, but the weak. The weak-minded would see that because they'd say, he's praising prison. He's praising this. Nah, he's trying to keep your daughter, your son from making that same mistake. And if you listen and catch the message instead of the mess, you're going to, because they just catch, you know how to get, they get the beginning. They don't read the whole, that's the mess. Mm-hmm. They don't get the whole message. You dig what I'm saying? That's how, that, you know, they stop right there and they feed off of that. A lot of them rather hear a big lie than a small truth. You hear me? Yeah, big lies, goddamn. Y'all go out and do these rides and slides, but they didn't tell you you're going to end up in that motherfucker 25, 30, and 40 years.
Man.
In the first 20 and 35 days that you there, them niggas going to make sure you wish you never wanted to come in this motherfucker again. You hear me? Yeah, that's what it's built for. And that's what I'm here to let them know. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to see the youngs that's sitting around me. Like, youngs, all these little niggas. Everybody, you hear me?
That nigga 40.
40. Okay. In my book, watch it. In my book, youngster. You hear me? Yeah, he's still youngster. Yeah. You understand? He coming, how old are you, 42? He's still, that's a youngster. Little young nigga, he ain't never 42. He think he got it, but he almost there. He in the third quarter.
His shoes soft at the bottom.
I don't know if it's bad that he believed you that I'm 40.
Damn. Come on. Don't do that,
man. This one of the realest niggas ever.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, this nigga been talking shit since day one, bro. I met this nigga talking shit.
Yeah, he the truth. I listened to him while ago. He snuck a lot of them in there. Yeah.
I ain't got no choice, man.
Yeah. I'm proud to be sitting at this couch right now, man.
Bro, this is the trap house, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
This is just the platform that we built, you know, for black excellence.
Right.
You know, so black people can be on here and be excellent, man. And, I see the shit that you're doing, you know, telling your story and telling more. But you always throw it in there. Hey, man, don't do this shit. This shit was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you tell motherfucker, hey, man, you don't want this shit.
A waste. You hear me?
Yeah. And that's what we try to tell them, too. It's some motherfucker sitting at the crib right now scared to pursue. You know, they real dreams, man.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, go outside, nigga.
That part.
Yeah. See, the trick to life is you're supposed to take your skills, and use them bitches for yourself. Whatever you're doing at your job, nigga, you can do that shit for yourself.
But
that's the trick. You gonna fly more now? You
shit, if I get the same hats, but if nigga can't outdo y'all here, I don't think they
can't. We done spoiled you.
If a nigga can't outdo y'all, can I come back here? That type of shit. How about that? Yeah. Can I get a welcome back? What do you mean, man?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, we wanted you to make sure you come out here and enjoy yourself. And then it's just like, you know, the shit played out perfectly. You see, you're running into your fans and shit, just knowing that you got them out there. people watching, man. You're entertaining people now. All that shit, you know, made a full circle, man.
Right.
God might have been, you know, that might have been your walk and your truth for you to be the one to be like, nigga, this ain't what you want.
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You a prophet in your own message.
Yeah, shit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. We all got a story to tell, but it's like, how you tell that motherfucker is what makes that bitch
live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This shit filled with enough action and adventure, truth, deceit, yes, hurtfulness,
yes,
violence.
Sir. Let's go.
Car chases. Explosions. Hostage situations. Yeah, man. That's what the 85 South Show is. It's just a whole bunch of organized chaos.
Right, right.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody.
That's everybody.
Yeah, man. I'm about to light some more of this weed. I don't get high.
Okay.
When I get high, I just be getting sentimental and shit.
Get
I be starting thinking about people who ain't here and shit. You know, not like, not on earth. I'm just saying, like, not in the room.
Okay.
I don't like how y'all took that shit so deep so fast. Yeah. Told you, bro. Atlanta's something else.
Yeah.
You got to see it. What that murder worth like?
Shit. Full of mayhem, man. And murder, man.
Yeah.
Full of mayhem and murder right now, man. Yeah.
That shit too strong for
me. Yeah, some bad shit. But the war, you know, I told niggas the other day, it's a trip that you get little, you live old enough to see gangbanging come, go, and come back around. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't seen gangbanging come, lead this motherfucker for a good 6, 7, 8 years, and then it's back. And shit, and it's more ruthless than it used to be, you hear me? It ain't no rules to it no more.
It ain't.
It had rules when we was coming up. You certain shit you couldn't do. You couldn't go do this, you couldn't go do that, but ain't no rules.
It's the Wild Wild West.
Nah, it's for real. It's open gun carry now, you hear me? Yeah, back to the Wild Wild West.
I know.
Yeah, the setup.
That's why I don't be out there like that.
Real talk. That's why I don't want to be out there.
I'm trying
to get out that motherfucker. Yeah. I've been stuck in my Barney Mag was. I've been stuck in that motherfucker 51 years. You hear me?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, but
it's a whole world out there.
Yeah, if God got me to work there, that's where, you understand me? Shit, that's where I'm gonna work at. You hear me?
That's what we've been telling niggas all the time. You don't know where the fuck your happiness might be.
Right.
Just think, you a whole nigga in the streets, right? You might be the happiest you'll ever be in your life in motherfucking Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Nigga might have to move to Maine to just find some peace.
New Hampshire.
Nigga, where the fuck you been? Nigga, I moved to Vermont. It's beautiful in the summer.
Yeah. Right.
The niggas gotta move around and see this bitch, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
What's the craziest shit you done seen out here in Atlanta?
I seen a nigga shit on the sidewalk last night.
Damn.
I mean, goddamn. I mean,
Atlanta sure know how to walk.
I'm just saying, I'm getting right to the point.
You think it's nice?
Yeah, right on the sidewalk. The craziest part.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah, that part, nigga. Welcome to Atlanta.
You think it's nice?
You hear me?
Yeah.
He still loves me.
I can't believe you stayed. I would have left.
That's
the truth. Hey, man, this shit ain't going to work out. What happened? Man, we'll get to the hotel, nigga, out here shitting.
Full-fledged shit. Man.
You a real nigga for coming, still.
Yeah,
I would have left.
I wouldn't go with all this shit.
Hey, now the cold part about it.
I apologize on behalf of
the The cold part about it, when I came back, he was laying his head right there by it like this. Like it wasn't laying there. You hear me? Come on, man. That's the cold part.
I didn't mean to invite you to no shit like this.
Yeah, that was some shit.
Oh, my God.
That was some shit.
We laughing. We laughing because that was so Atlanta. Oh, we got company.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You think it's nice here?
Come on, man.
That's why you think he looked up at him while he was shitting.
You hear me?
You see something, nigga?
Oh, my stomach is hurting. Oh, my fucking goodness. And, bro, they didn't really show their ass in Atlanta this time.
Yeah.
He laid right down.
Yeah, lay right on side of me. Put his head by just like that.
I should have never asked.
Yeah, that was.
Damn, I was hoping for a good Atlanta story.
Ain't nothing else. That was just one thing.
Oh, okay.
See, I seen a nigga sit in the middle of the street and go to eat. Goddamn, he had his food right there and sit right in the middle of the goddamn street, right under the red light. Nigga went to eat to the police.
What side of town you was on?
Say,
we never left downtown. This motherfucker, shit, I don't go nowhere else.
Hey, downtown is a crazy place at night.
Say, what? That's the zoo. Yeah, you talking about that nigga dancing in front of the window the whole time.
Bruh, okay.
I was like, goddamn, this nigga dancing.
Because they be going to the shelter at night, bruh. So it's a shelter downtown, and it be looking like a thriller movie. Them motherfuckers.
Now, real talk.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
Y'all got a different type of town down here, though. I ain't gonna lie.
It's some shit down there.
Yeah, it's a different type of town.
Some shit going on down here.
These niggas challenging too now.
Yeah. But why you're talking
about that? I seen a nigga down there with a work boot and a tennis shoe on.
Yeah,
what he was doing?
Headed down that way. When you see shit like that, you don't question it.
I got a worse one than that. I seen a nigga down there, that nigga had a wooden foot with a real leg.
God damn it.
All you motherfuckers who want to move that
level. Let that soak in for a minute. Uh-uh. I seen a nigga down there with a real foot but a wooden leg. Y'all let that soak in.
I'm going to let that one sit.
That's what I seen. That's the crazy shit I ain't seen. Nigga had a real foot. With a wooden leg, but the fucked up part about it, when I tickled him on the foot, the nigga still started laughing. You
hear me? Hey, man.
That nigga probably fast.
You think that's strange?
That was fucked up. That nigga, see, he caught on. That nigga, girl, he smart.
It's this white dude. It's this white dude who said he done been about 23 of my shows.
Cameraman, out of there.
He missing this finger, but this finger real long.
Let's go.
His shit about this long. He came to my show and he put that motherfucker. It was like 2 middle fingers.
Come on, man.
That shit was crazy. He's like, Los, I come to all your shows. I'm like, what else you do? He's like, nothing. Had this long ass finger, but this, he only had 4. Like, this one was gone. He was born without that one. It's the strangest shit ever.
Let's go. I ain't got nothing bad.
I'm gonna introduce him to the nigga with the fake leg and the wooden and the real foot.
let him tickle me.
I know he a fighter boy. He played chess. You hear me? I like, you play chess? You play chess at all?
I'm from Mississippi. We don't have many opportunities.
Okay. Okay.
Old white man walk by and see a nigga playing chess, he might steal them. Give me that goddamn chess. Yeah.
Nigga don't play no
goddamn chess.
Yeah.
Boogity.
Chill out, Los.
All right, I'm sorry, but it's like that.
Somebody might believe the shit, man.
Mississippi is a strange place.
Man, you had a chance, man.
You don't know that. You don't know where I've been.
But that ain't why you didn't play chess.
You don't. It wasn't no chess to be played. Okay. Where we gonna play at?
In the yard.
I'm from Mississippi. It's 50 years behind. We was playing checkers. I checker a motherfucker to death.
Dang.
It ain't many niggas that can out checker me. Okay. I was barbershop checker champ.
You probably play the fake way where niggas slide and jump and
you don't know it. Yeah, I grew up in a real barbershop where it was old niggas sitting around. Boy, now you look sporty. There's a lot of niggas who don't know nothing about looking sporty.
They don't know what sporty means.
They never looked sporty before. Ugly young men.
Oh,
some unhandsome ass fuckers. That's how we living though.
You get your hair cut, you got
this
a little.
This is smoke. The 85 South Show for all the people who wear the motherfucking jogging pants with no drawstring in them.
Damn.
Exactly. That's how we living over here, OG person. Watched the 85 South Show?
Yes, sir.
This show was voted the number one show for black people between the ages of 13 and 83.
Okay. 13?
Yeah.
70 years.
Yeah. This that show. This done brought a lot of love to the black community. I be getting all kind of DMs and shit from, like, you know, like, I have fine women, and then they mama, they be like, my daughter, you are the father of my daughter. Huh. You are really like my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's getting back hot outside. That's what I've been up to. Ain't no telling what I would have been up to had Nav told Eddie Murphy nothing about me, though.
Yeah,
I know he's working on some shit this summer.
I know that hurt. That hurt every, I don't know what hurt the most. It looked like it hurt him the most every time he heard it. But I can feel his pain, though.
That nigga
I can just see his hurt. You hear me?
He already done fucked
but
up.
I can feel your pain, though.
He done fucked up because he already done said something about, you know, part three.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rubbing it in your face.
So that kind of let me know.
He's doing all the talking.
So you know what that let me know? That he's still in touch with them people.
Oh, man. He still ain't said nothing. I'm just thinking, you just said mama was mad a while ago. You was on top of that, right? Mama knew what happened.
But look, you know, I let bygones be bygones. But he think I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah, that
I'm not mad about it.
Right.
But he don't fuck with me. He didn't even know I was going to be here today. Like, he not answering no texts, no
calls. How you think?
I just popped up.
Okay.
And you had to pretend
with
like
the
you
good
fuck
news.
With
the good news. You
we could have just news. We could have cut the lights off and act like we wasn't in. We've done it before. We know how to get away from your dog ass.
He's like, we done it before.
Yeah.
Diamond Stone, you cover a lot of shit down your way, man, as far as just on the scene, bro.
Right. Yeah.
What made you want to jump into the media game and, you know, create your own outlet?
Yeah, honestly, man,
you about to lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
He didn't want to give too much out. He ain't gonna lie.
It was basically, I started with two artists, you know what I'm saying? And they was both rapping together, and that's basically how I started. But and that's how I got into, the rap game, you know what I'm saying? But when I started with Diamond Stone Entertainment. And basically, I wanted to manage, models and stuff like that.
Get sounded out, like I knew it was them, you know them hoes.
Nah, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is the thing, though. Like,
what nigga want to manage some models?
Nah,
freak ass nigga.
Nah,
look. All right, take that off.
They got a little movement, you know what I'm saying? So it really ain't no niggas down there, you know what I'm saying, that's really putting on for the females without trying to, you know what I'm saying? So
without trying to what?
Have sexual intercourse and stuff.
Oh, you a good guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I work with a lot of females, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. No, you don't, because you call them females.
Yeah, I work with a lot of females, man, a lot of models.
Just call them women. They don't like to be called females. I seen a survey.
All right,
don't
time listen. Out of time. Hold up.
Don't listen to me.
Nah, my boy.
Don't listen to me.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you. Well, ask the ladies. Man. They'll tell you.
Nah, I ain't never had no problem.
Okay.
Nah, for real. But yeah.
They're going to DM me and be like, oh yeah, Los was right.
I'm not a fucking female.
What are we, fucking puppies? Don't dehumanize me, Diamond Stone. Look, right, man, I'm telling you.
Nah, man, look, let me tell you, man. So look, where I'm from, bro, it's, you know what I'm saying, Fort Worth, it's big, but it ain't small, you know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of talent out there, bro. Just with the females, with the artists, you know what I'm saying? But we got raw talent, like OG Percy, you know what I'm saying? Undiscovered talent, though. Like, shit ain't never been seen before, you know? So, shit, when I created my platform, Diamond Stone TV, basically creating a media outlet to bring that exposure to the city, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at people like, of course, like Sean Cotton, you know what I'm saying? Say Cheese TV.
Man, I fuck with them, bro.
Yeah, he started
they
right
keep
there.
Keep the streets popping.
Yeah, he started
and
right
he,
there.
And he letting the artists get on that motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
He's highlighting all the up and
but he started right Absolutely. There. And for work, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say he started, but he was out there making noise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what got me. Like, I was like, man, look, let me, ain't nobody out here right now really doing it, so let me just, and I hopped in, and it's damn near like y'all shit. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Like, I see how y'all don't do interviews with everybody, you know what I'm saying?
But we don't even do interviews. We just be one motherfucker to come up in here.
Nah, I'm talking about, like, when y'all drop, it be like exclusive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So shit, that's how I be trying to
have these niggas. That's what I'm saying. These niggas don't even know about OG purses, but you think 30,000 is a lot. Wait till the 85% of show up and be like, that nigga Los wasn't lying. These some good ass motherfucking stories.
Yeah.
Watch, they gonna pull up. My people believe in the shit we put out.
I see.
Yeah, because we know exactly who the podcast is for.
Yes, sir.
For everybody who quit their job every morning, but still go to work. Like,
hey, you
fuck
know.
This job! Fuck you, man. I ain't going. Fuck it. Let me get up, man. Yeah. I gotta go. Damn, that's how our core audience.
Yes, sir.
Real nigga shit.
Ready for the lunch break.
Yeah. Bitches who don't have no side teeth, but still pretty as fuck.
Damn.
So you make them laugh real loud.
Yeah. Come they on, don't man. Even understand. They $2,300 away from being beautiful, though.
23?
Yeah. They got to get one on both sides.
Dang.
And she need, you know, look, she going to need a little work in the back.
You a buy side, too?
Hell yeah. I'm at that part of my life where I know that once I do buy it, she gonna be such a hot commodity. Her loyalty to me would be gone. It's gonna, cause it's like she didn't even know she was gonna be this bad, cause she ain't seen herself with him in so long.
But you ain't tripping.
No. Okay. I'm not gonna bring it up ever again. I'm the nigga that
she always gotta remember though.
Cause that's just the type of nigga I am. I leave shit better than I found it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, even if we fall out, I'm still, like, if I see it at Walmart, I'm going to buy them groceries. Because I know some kids over there that believe in me.
So you want to ask for the side two back?
None of that.
Never?
I'm not a taker backer. And once I got you, I got you. If you fuck that up, I want you to have these things to remind you of what you could have had. This was just on the lower level. If I'm coming in the game at dinner work, guess what else I'm doing?
She
don't know, because now that door is locked. The unlimited potential of what I could have been.
But I threatened her, Los. I wouldn't take it back, but I just
petty.
Call and threaten.
You
I'll come back and get my
you
shit.
Petty. You should never do nothing and hold it over nobody's head.
You ain't leave nothing over here. I'm talking about that tooth, bitch.
See, you low down. That's called.
But I wouldn't go get it. I'm just scaring
but
her.
For you to even bring it back up, that's letting her know that you feel some type of way about it. I've been trying to help him for the longest.
Damn.
He don't listen to shit. He hard headed.
He gonna go get that too.
He not gonna do that.
Yeah.
I just put little letters on the door. Third time trying to come.
Man, I asked this nigga what's the most expensive thing he bought a woman. He said a TV.
Yo, 4K though. Not 4,000. I'm talking about 4K.
Right.
The view quality.
TV man.
Bitch, I had to be excited. You think she laughed when I drove off?
Her and the nigga watched that TV. Who you think hung it up? Cause I know you did. You just had that big ass box over there. And then it was a stupid amount of inches too. Some inches, you ain't even 53 inches or something.
So a nigga watching my shit.
He hung it for it. He ain't know how to tuck the cord though.
Yeah, let me shoot that text.
It's too late now.
Put that TV at the door, bitch.
Shift leader.
I don't be tripping like no shit.
This nigga done came up in here and became a whole movie star on me, man.
Okay.
It's probably going to be the last episode. He really just do, hey, man,
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah, I tell y'all, he fucked up about that Eddie Murphy, bro.
Lowe's changed my life.
He put that dustpan up. I saw him. He was on another podcast. He was like, man, I'm home by myself. Ain't nobody help me.
Nah, for real.
Nah, he was on there. This is the whole clip. Yeah, when you self-made, you can do whatever you want to do.
Come on.
I'm my own boss.
What?
I make my own hours. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it might be your last time. Yeah, at least.
I think you lie, OG.
Hey, if you want to get it like you, like I get it by myself.
Yeah, he remember every word. He got every word. Yeah, he on.
Man. Man. Man, he treat me like family. Everybody here treat me like family. Like
we about to stop that. Yeah. Oh, we already talking about
that. Yeah, it's trickling down. Like niggas, like niggas, certain niggas didn't dap me up when I walked in.
Yeah,
cut him off.
Yeah, I can feel the energy.
Cut him off.
Cut him off. Like, you know how when you walk in, people are going, what are you doing here? Like, they give them type of looks and shit.
Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Yeah. Shit.
Cutting their eyes at me.
Yeah, that's shit. All that about to change up.
But the love won't disappear from me. I don't care how y'all do me, low.
Oh, man. Don't start. Damn it. So you need to do a segment on selfish niggas.
Damn.
Starring him.
Bro. Now you want to talk about an interesting story. He going to get on y'all shit. I'm like, yeah, man, I pretty much, you know, did all my shit by myself.
Yeah.
It was just me.
Damn.
You know, my sister did some paperwork for me, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's how they do you, man. They forget your face.
To this day, man, the biggest crowd I ever did because of 85 South.
That alone should have did what?
Nathan on the cop. Yeah.
So that, at some point in time, they were like, so what's some of the biggest shit you did? Oh, I had let 85 South open up for me. So we saw Victor, you on stage. How many people said, yeah, that was on my tour?
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, he told
me.
He take all the credit, man. But he didn't know the dirty shit he was doing gonna come to light.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Damn, man, that's your truth.
That was on a lie.
Yeah, he
close to my boy, man.
Like that, it's fire.
Hey, man, you got a lot of niggas that fuck with y'all, though, man.
Appreciate.
We've been getting a lot of inboxes and shit. When people saw y'all was coming, they, hey, man, that's real. You got OG Person coming through that bit.
Yes, sir.
Just know, I'm going to tell them, you know, we're going to put some links up or something so they can go out there and check you out.
I appreciate that,
you
man.
Know, so they can hear your shit firsthand. Shit like that, bro.
Yeah, man, you going to be
dropping a Tales from a Crip EP, man, by the summer. So
right. We in there.
Hell yeah. We were just talking about that shit. We need some old nigga rap.
Yeah.
For the niggas. You know, like, for niggas who old.
Mature rap. Yeah, so they call them mature.
I call it 26. That was real, though. I call my shit 26 and beyond. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I'm saying. We need know some niggas shit.
If they want to listen
they
to
They always want to run the rappers off. Oh, old niggas. Like, nigga, some old niggas like hell what still talking listen about. To rap. I need to hear from some niggas I can relate to.
Who your top five, OG?
Top five in rapping?
Yeah.
Scarface is my number one.
All Scarface. Right. Shout out to Scarface and the whole face mob.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I love Kanye West. I ain't gonna lie, man. Kanye is conscious. Yeah. I like Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
You understand me? And we get down to the gangster, man. I love me some Honeycomb right now, man.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's my son, PMG God, man. He the truth. And my son, Jay the Realist, that's it.
Okay,
yes, sir, that's it. But PMG God, man. Free to God, that's my son. Y'all look PMG God, but man, one of the hottest young rappers in Fort Worth, you understand me?
Yeah.
Free the gang, man.
So y'all don't be having family battles?
Family battles such as?
Like, you know, going back, bouncing off each other.
Oh, nah, them boys in their own lane. They in their own lane. Shout out to the game, B4B, man. Shout out to B4B game, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The boys in their own lane, man. That's that drill rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it. It's that drill rap. They into it real tough, and they lost in it right now, so.
Damn.
You know, it's going to cost them.
Boy, that's some dangerous shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and they into it for real, you know. Free the game, man. You understand me?
Yeah.
If you know what drill music is, that's what they into, man.
Hell yeah.
And they with that shit for real. So I just pray for them every day. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. I just pray that I get that lock. I was happy the other day. I said I'm on my way to Atlanta. Shit, the day I'm finna get ready to go, shit, I get the phone call. They even got all my boys snatched them.
Damn.
Yeah, shit. Same day.
Same day. Crazy. We gotta go. Damn, gotta go to Atlanta. I'm like, goddamn, see, I know how the devil work. You dig what I'm saying? Anything, any kind of distraction. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I take all bad and find something good in it. You know, we got to. You hear me?
I don't say that.
Yeah, but hold up. Don't say that around here. Okay, my bad. But in that bad situation, I was just happy. I thank God I didn't get that other call.
Yeah.
You hear me? Because I know how them young niggas living. You hear me?
Yeah.
And I was looking for that other call more than any call. You know, when they say they locked up, I was like, shit, well, hell, I can go. I know where they going to be at. I'm safe. I mean, I know where they at.
Yeah.
Ain't no bunning out or nothing. Yeah, y'all going to sit there for a minute. I'm good.
So,
yeah, it just gave me more, you know, I can get here in peace. Yeah. My mind without worrying about, you know what I'm saying? Because the other car would have been worse.
Yeah.
And they know that's what I was looking for, them boy. And they live that shit out there. And it's sad. That's what Fort Worth is into right now.
Damn.
It's a war down there.
How long has it been like that?
It's been a war for the last
two or three years.
For the last 2 years, but for the last year, I mean, it's, you know, niggas, Fort Worth been murder worth like that. That's why the name been there. The murder ain't never left.
Right.
You know, it's just never talked about.
Now it's amplified. Yeah. Cause I mean, it's been,
you know, back in the 90s, 91, 92, we murder capital. Damn. You dig what I'm saying? From 91 to 93, you dig what I'm saying? From gang banging along, shit, I lost 113 homeboys in one motherfucking year. You hear me? Yeah, the gang banging was real. But that shit then came back around. You dig what I'm saying? That shit left because niggas got time and niggas got killed off. Genocide, you dig what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they fucked off a whole generation of young niggas down there.
113?
Yeah. I lost, that's just the ones I knew. Oh, I got the box to show you, you hear me? Yeah.
I saw
the box real. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen the dead box, that's what's sending them dead niggas. You dig what I'm saying? And we still losing them. Shit ain't got so bad. I need another box now for the young niggas for the day. Because them young niggas down there, they down like that rapidly. But down there in Fort Worth, you know, the war's being, it ain't being seen because some of these young niggas don't got a name like OG Percy. Dimestone, anybody that's got a name, they get killed. But these young niggas get killed every day down there.
Yeah.
Rapidly. There ain't nobody seeing it or saying nothing. Yeah, because these young niggas don't have a name, but they somebody child.
Right.
No, that's somebody grandbaby. Somebody child has been got murdered. I see balloons every week around that motherfucker. But it's a no-name little kid that don't nobody know, so he don't get the recognition. Right. But it's going down there. You hear me? Now?
Damn.
The drilling is real down there. Yeah.
What you even think it's going to take to goddamn stop all this violence and shit in the whole community?
I don't know. That open carry, man, is going to make it hard. Because I don't know what these young niggas think. I think that stands for them. It don't stand for y'all. But like I told them, if they think the law going to say, hey, you got a license for that? Now, you know, too many black kids been getting knocked off anyway by the laws. Without a probable cause, without a gun, without a cell phone. There's been a cell phone. This was lazy as fuck. We just going to put the gun on the niggas. Mm. Open carry. Y'all just put it on them. See, now you got the pistol on you. They're not going to, they going to down you. Now they ain't got a right to ask you what, because they see it. I don't think they're going to ask you for your license before they check their weapon. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? But it's on you. You know, open carry, that's just some shit, just a setup. Just like the COVID, it's a setup. So on. Now, in Fort Worth, it's going to take a lot. First, it's going to take some respect, man. Our city out of control. But I ain't going to speak on the war down there because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to save it. I'm trying to build it. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not trying to destroy them young niggas down there. They take anything. They don't care if you're saying something right or you're saying something wrong. If you get your nose, see, one thing about the law, if you don't know nothing, there ain't nothing. It's the same with these young niggas. Stay out there, and the old niggas done got scared of the young niggas. You hear me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know the cat just came home. Shit, you know, you been gone for a minute, but niggas don't know these streets done changed. You can't come home and get the streets back. Mm. They not listening to you, nigga. You been gone too long.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I see they out of control. They in it. But I got love. It's going to slow down. It's going to slow down. Shit's going to, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, shit, either you going to get along. Goddamn, a lot of them gonna start disappearing.
It just seemed like shit. It's like that in every city, it seemed like.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, it's strong. It's strong everywhere.
Angry. It's a lot lot of murder, a lot of
mayhem.
Music they listening to.
Mayhem. Man.
A lot of revenge, a lot of payback.
A lot of stepping. And
it's real sad, man, to watch these young niggas just throw their life away like
and,
that.
And they doing it with no conscience.
Right.
With no conscience. My kids, shit, they doing it with no conscience. Shout, man, free my son, little person. And free my son, little Pernell. You know what I'm saying? I got one just got 84 in the feds. Got one just got 18 in state. One just got 15 in state. One just got 8. And I don't know what these other two, they just went and grabbed. Look, I don't know what they looking like. But they don't know what I'm saying. But I don't grow no bald spots. Nigga, I still fade and wear my, I'd rather get the grades for the wisdom than weary. I don't worry about it because I already know daddy and I already told him the game.
Yeah. I'm bald.
You bald? You in there, though. Got the right hat on.
I'm bald.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. You know, that means I'm just saying that to say this. I don't do no wearing.
Exactly. I mean, I don't got no more fucks to give.
Yeah, you hear that part. Yeah, and that's how I feel about the situation. You hear me? Because if they ain't going to listen, I'm going to let you bump your head against that wall. But when you get in there, don't call me. Don't say nothing to me because I don't visit the penitentiary. I don't see the penitentiary. I used to couldn't stay at the penitentiary within goddamn me 9 months. And since I was 17 years old, I would get out and go right back.
Damn.
Get out and go right back. Shit, get out and go right back. You know what I'm saying? For some, don't give a damn if it's a misdemeanor. 7 days here, or 9 months here, or 2 years here, or 3 years here, or 6 months here. I kept doing it, kept doing it. You understand me? Until one time when that bitch couldn't come home. You know what I'm saying? But them niggas don't know. Time, you gonna get lost in time. Them young niggas don't know when you get in there and time lose you. You come home, everything ain't guaranteed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just thinking, shit, life, nigga, life going, yeah. Ain't no Fountain of Youth. My kids, I done lost y'all. Daddy, shit, listen, so, Fountain of Youth somewhere around this motherfucker. Nigga, I can't wait no 84 years for you. You dig what I'm saying? I can't wait no 18 years. I'm already 51. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of kids don't understand. When you go in that motherfucker, you got a lot to lose besides your freedom. I'm saying, nigga, you gonna lose your mama, your kids, you gonna come home, stand in the motherfucking middle of the street, don't know where the fuck to go, because you done lost everything.
Damn.
Yeah, you don't know what you gonna lose, shit. Time going fast these days, niggas is dying, you hear me? Yeah, so within 18 and 20 years now, shit, niggas losing 10, 11 niggas within 1 year now. Yeah, so they don't pay that type of shit no attention. It's the worst call to get. Being locked up, you lost your mama, you lost your brother, you lost your daddy, pawpaw gone. No, they just killed a little niece over here. Such and such just killed a drive-by. And they doing it down there. They shoot kids and all. Mm. I'm saying, shit, they ain't giving a fuck. But
Shit is raw.
Yeah, but it's a war down there. I'm just praying for the city, nigga. So I always listen to Diamond Stone and OG Percy Tales right. from the Crypt. My job is to put a, you know what I'm saying, some sunshine in the city, you know what I'm saying? No clouds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We trying to goddamn me save something. You know, for all that listen from the old, you know, shit, Tales from the Crypt to the True Testament every Sunday that I do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. And that's exactly what I was saying, man. Why you got to get on this platform to let people know that, you know, there are people out there who trying to put, you know, the raw reality of what's real out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, different avenues of shit they can sit back and soak some game up on, man. A lot of people might not be aware of what's going on, that, you know,
yeah.
Fort Worth.
Right.
You know.
Oh, they're aware.
You know.
But
I'm saying.
Oh, they're aware. When I say they scared, yeah, because they scared. They skied. Shit, nigga, I didn't got skied. You hear me? Yeah. Say it now. And you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, yeah. But you know, all my stories on the internet anyway. You did what I'm saying? Down, I think you released one anyway. You know, my niggas, they ran to my house. You know what I'm saying? All types. The young niggas, like, yeah, but I put a cease to it, but at the same time, the disrespect. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, these days, to alert the parents. If you have a child in your house gang banging, you know what I'm saying? Me shit. It ain't his life that's in danger no more. It's your motherfucking life. You dig what I'm saying? That's the game in the streets now. Mm. Fuck the nigga they after. Shit, I'm sliding their mama, their daddy, their grandma. That's the game. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? That's what they doing down there.
Damn.
And I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? People that ain't got shit to do with shit.
Ain't nobody off
you know what I'm saying? Now you see. You just send a raft through this way, a raft through ain't such and such house. They went to set up cousin, ain't such and such house. Just because you kid, that's the game now. Mm. No blame, no fingers to blame, but when that shit happened to Honeycomb Beasley family, you know what I'm saying? Either niggas was going to learn from it or was going to set a trend. And if you ain't been paying attention, it set a trend. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got all niggas talking about is, nigga, I get your mama, your daddy, your sister, and brother, and then you turn around and don't know, nigga, you got a mama and daddy and sister and brother they can come get too. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, my kids is the drill down there. They shit. that little gang off the street for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I told them the streets look a little safe down there now. You did?
Damn.
Just now, I'm talking about, they just a little safe. That ain't shit. It's a big problem down there. They just a piece of it. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a piece of it. But, and since we've been down here, shit, the turn up done got real. You dig what I'm saying? Since we've been down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
a video. A video just dropped in. And that turned on another light switch in the city. Since we've been here, shit, mm-hmm. You know, they've been down there doing what they do. They slide.
Damn.
The drill is real in Myrtle Worth, Texas, man. And, it's a war out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Me and if niggas ain't paying attention, them young cats down there dying, man. You hear me? And ain't nobody saying shit. Mm. And I'm going to tell you something, really. Can't nobody do nothing but the children, you know what I'm saying? You know, we going to lose enough of them. As they kill off enough of them, the laws will kill the rest of them. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. As they kill off enough of them, the laws come off and kill off the rest of them. You hear me? They don't even see it like that or get rid of enough of them. So they jailing them niggas and they lie sentencing them young niggas like it ain't shit right now. They don't know nothing at the time about 30 and 50 years and 70 years here. They throwing them little kids away out there in the system. In Texas, yeah, in Texas, you go to jail in Texas, your ass going to the penitentiary. That shit I seen down here in Atlanta last night, shit. These niggas, y'all free down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all free that now for real. Y'all
yeah.
free. The shit that I seen down here in y'all city.
Not shit in the street. I mean, free, what? But.
Now, I ain't talking about no shit in the street. I'm talking about just about being in the street. Fuck all that shit in the street. You ain't finna be out there.
Yeah.
Ain't none of that gonna be downtown. What? I said, you nigga down here free. It's going up. I ain't gonna lie. Everything I seen, it was all black.
It made you kinda wanna be out there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, cool with me. You know.
You ain't gonna pick up that vibe for work. Not
them laws, they ain't gonna let you. Well, they gonna run them Peckerwoods down, they're gonna run down on you.
Nah, well they ain't.
Nigga,
they,
what? Yeah, you gonna get out that street. You ain't gonna sit in that street, you hear me?
Nah, you know, they let you know.
They Billy Club, they the Billy Club gang down there still, you hear me?
Yeah, you racism. You could be openly black in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
You don't have to hide your blackness.
Yeah, I seen that.
Black is celebrated.
I seen jobs that I know all the white folks down there got. Ain't nothing but black folks down here got. I said, God damn, that's cool. I said, I swear, if this is where we was from, wouldn't be nothing but white folks working in these places. You know what I'm saying?
Not in this place.
Not this place, though. I don't think. You might be the manager. You hear me? You might own it. You might be the owner. You know, I don't know. Sometimes it's played.
Yeah, there's a lot of black folks in
there. No, real talk.
There's Cowboys out there. Well, they're Arlington, ain't it?
No.
Well, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it. That close
as hell. He remember that?
See?
Yeah.
He remembered that.
Yeah. I checked it out. I seen that. Yeah.
Ain't nobody say shit about no cowboy. That's your team? Or you thought that was they?
Nah, I won with a cowboy.
Since when?
I've been fucking with a cowboy.
What date?
I've been fucking with him since I started fucking with football.
When was that?
My folks used to watch him. They was cowboys, so it passed down to me.
How old were you?
I think I got a picture with me 4 years old with a cowboy.
So what year were you born?
That had to be in 94. Yeah.
So 94. Okay.
Full-fledged cowboy. I done went out there to the game.
About 28 years. Yeah, you really thinking about that shit. Don't nobody give a fuck. See what I'm talking about?
Yes,
man. Y'all fuck with the cowboy?
All day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta fuck with the cowboy, man. Yeah. They didn't help you.
What we gonna do this year?
It's not we. Neither one of y'all playing a goddamn down.
Uh-oh. You gotta get it jammed up. I get it all jammed.
Hey man, what's in the playbook? What y'all gonna do this year?
I ain't seen the roster.
Oh man,
damn.
How that get right?
You don't even know who on
that
team.
Be straight.
We got that. Right.
That's the
main one. We got that. Mari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, Lael Collins, DeMarcus Lawrence. I know the team now.
Nigga name six. Hey, I know. Hey. Don't make me go deep now. You got to name a white player that don't nobody know.
Travis Frederick.
Okay.
Okay.
Nah,
okay.
That ain't obscure enough.
They.
Bobby Wallachek.
What's it?
Vanderish.
He's the personal protector. Nah, man. Diamond Stone, let them know where they can pull up some of that work, man, and check out what y'all got.
Hey, man, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, man, Diamond Stone TV. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to get all the exclusive news, all the exclusive footage. Go look up some of that Tales from the Crypt, me and OG Percy.
Hell yeah.
Preach, Percy. Preach.
Preach.
OG.
Yes, sir.
Give him your social media, man.
And my social media, man. Get at me at OG Percy Show No Mercy. Demerson, man. That's my page, man. Hit me up on YouTube, man. Hit me at Diamond Stone TV, too, man. Subscribe to that channel. Hit me on my Instagram at Percy Demerson, man.
Hey, man.
Look me up.
Keep traveling.
Keep traveling.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to see some more of this world.
You hear me? And to your fans.
You sat still for a long time.
Yeah.
Stretch your legs, man.
Yeah.
Go everywhere you can go, man. Get you a passport if they'll let you. Mm-hmm. Shit. Go see some shit you never thought you'd see.
Right.
It's some shit out there, OG Percy, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Wait till you get to Europe. They got some broads over there, 6'1". With no fucking shoes on. Some of the longest pussy you'll ever have. Trust me. When I was there, 3 women, they all come up. No English. All they want is dick and marijuana. They want to take me to France. But I can't go to fucking France because I don't speak no French.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. So they want me to go to France. And they're like, you, go with us. And I'm like, nah, no, I would. But, you know, if there's any way we can do this here. Yeah. They're like, no, we have to go back to France. And I'm like, how far is France? I'm asking people, and they're like,
French, you take the one, it's about 3-4 hours, maybe. Take the chance, you know. So I tell these bros, listen, Tuss, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
This nigga is
I'm not going to France with you. By this time, the chick I was hitting on earlier pulls back up doing about fucking 60 at a Benz, and she just slams on the brakes like, she slides 10 fucking feet, parks right in front of me, and she jumps out of the car. He ain't going to no fucking France. Slams the door, runs up to me like she's been my gal for like 4 years. Gives me a handful of ass. Throws the pussy on me. Now I'm like, hey, Tuts, I guess I ain't going to no fucking France. No, listen, we've been in this fucking club for like 4 hours. It's about 6 in the morning. The sun's coming up. I'm starving like a motherfucker. This fine-ass, hot-ass piece of ass has ran up to me. So then the owner of the club, she comes outside. What the fuck are you doing outside? Get your ass back in the fucking club. I'm like, I thought this fucking club was closed. So we go back in this fucking club. She's like, what are you doing? Are you taking this bitch with you or no? Because I can throw her out. I was like, wait. We're hungry. Avoid the question. So now she's like, we're going to my house. I'm cooking breakfast for everybody. Everybody's going to fucking eat. So we go to her house, she cooks, and then she says, go to bed. I was like, I don't know where the beds are. She says, fucking find one. Yeah. So of course.
Right. That's enough of that fucking story. Y'all don't appreciate none of my tales from around the world, bro.
Listen, Percy, check this out. Let me tell you another one. So listen, I'm up late one night, and I'm just fucking up watching all of these fucking stories, man, and you're telling me how fucking wicked the world is and how strange things are. And I'm like, damn, this is fucking good shit. So I'm riding around. That same fucking girl who runs up to me, believe it or not, she fucking reaches out to me. So I'm on my way fucking over there. I'm like, you know what? This would be a great fucking time to hear the end of that story and see how the fuck, you know, that shit ends. And I'm like, yeah, that shit was fucking interesting. That's exactly how it was. Exactly how it was. I had this other broad named Kathy. Fucking great tits. Listen. She had fucking great tits. Listen to me. Some of the greatest tits you've ever fucking seen. In the bra. Out the bra. Side boob. It was a magnificent tit. I wonder how those tits are doing right now. I swear to God. I don't miss the broad. But the titties I miss.
Right.
I miss.
Fire.
She had the greatest fucking legs. Yeah. Soccer player, this girl. Yeah. She was the fucking best. Great spirit. Yeah. She had a great fucking spirit. She was good fucking people. You understand?
Right.
Great heart. Heart of gold. Face, regular. Okay. Nothing to write home about.
Okay.
Nothing to write home about. Not worth it. Not worth it. Do you not, not, okay, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Moving right along. I'll tell you another place that's got some great fucking broads. Mm-hmm. That fucking Germany? I don't know what the fuck they're feeding these broads over there, but let me tell you, some of the thickest white women you ever see in your fucking life. It is fucking crazy. Oh my God. It's beautiful in the morning. It looks like you're going to fucking see a lion or some fucking shit.
That's the same shit. I like that. Boys.
But you gotta have different voices for different occasions. Man.
Right, right.
Sometimes you just got
come home. He been around for a minute somewhere.
And just open the fucking door real hard and just be like, where is she?
That type of shit.
I'm looking for her. Yes, you mother of my children, the birth of my brethren. Come here.
There you go.
I'd like to discuss a few things with you. Proposition 61. Yes, Proposition 61. I would like to discuss.
You gotta come home like that. They like that shit. Trust me, I study. This has been another 85 South Show production.
Hey, man.
on this road to riches and diamond rings, real niggas do real things, man. We got OG Percy in the trap with me today.
Appreciate
Diamond
you,
Stone TV. Dang. Nav Green, the movie star. And you know, you know who it is. Why wouldn't you? Stay tuned.
The we all say.
Come on. Let's get some photos.
Let's go.
Shoot me up. Hold on, we're going to get some pics.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.